Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
Feels like forever ago. It was like 7 minutes ago, 8 minutes ago. I teased that the Panthers were taking a big bet. They were kind of putting their chips in the middle on one player. That player, Ikem Ekwonu. Let me explain how. Let me explain why. And let me explain why I don't necessarily disagree with it, even if I'm not sure the odds are there that it's a winning bet. According to some online statisticians, the 2024 pass protection expectations. So these are basically how good your offensive line is expected to be based on the starting lineups that are expected and things like draft capital and production and everything else. It's equations. In the NFL, the order of best pass protection expectations, so how good your offensive line will be in pass protection, the order goes Lions number one. Makes sense. They've spent a ton of draft capital and money on offensive line. Eagles number two, same thing. Colts number three, same thing. Ravens number four, same thing. Panthers number five. According to this list, and let me make sure I give my proper attributions here. According to this list, which is from Ben Baldwin. There we go. That's the statistician I was talking about. The Panthers have the fifth best expectation of pass blocking. Now, they did add those two guards, so this is not exactly saying like, oh, they're just going to improve from last year. They've spent money. Here's the interesting part. The number for Ikem Ekwonu at left tackle, not great. Okay, the four above the Panthers on this list, their left tackle has at least a grade, a rating, a prediction of 88 out of 100. Ikem Ekwonu, 68. That's a big difference. And at first my thought was, oh gosh, how did they not? Why didn't they try Ikem at guard and bring someone else at tackle? If you're going to spend all that money. And then I reeled it back in, right? Yeah, put the 16-wheeler backing up, right? Beep, beep, moonwalked a little bit. You have to place your bet somewhere, right? If you're the Panthers, if you're Dan Morgan, you have to place your bets somewhere. You can't put a sure thing at every position. If you could, you would. If you could put a sure thing, if you could spend $100 million on every position in your starting offense, you would. But you can't. That's not how it works. That's not how life works. That's not how football works. That's not how the NFL works. So you have to pick and choose your spots and place your bets. The Panthers are betting on Ikem getting better. And if they are right, watch the heck out. If they are right, suddenly what was a point of stress last year beyond all belief, right? The offensive line. The Bryce doesn't have any protection. The running backs don't have any holes. But behind it, like the stress that came with that, there would actually be a strength. But that's if they're right. If they're wrong, I'm not sure if it really matters how great your offensive line is if your left tackle, your blind side protector, is a turnstile. So this is a high stakes bet, but you had to make one somewhere. Now, this is why I don't think it's the best odds bet. I watched the team last year. I didn't see it for Ikem. Meaning, there was a lot left to be desired from Ikem Ekwonu as a left tackle in pass protection. I think he was a pretty good road grader in run blocking, but in pass protection, he was confused. Twists and stunts from the defensive line, misdirections and pick set really got him confused. And that right there, I'm going, that's the guy you want to bet on? But they are the ones putting their necks on the line, which means they must have a plan. Maybe they think he was being used improperly. Maybe they think he was being taught a technique that wasn't the best for his skill set. Maybe they thought the left guard next to him should have been helping him more, and now they have a different left guard next to him. Whatever it is, you have to, when you're putting together particularly a rebuild, you have to take your chances somewhere on the roster. Ike Ekwonu showed everybody something when he was a top 10 pick in the NFL draft, so there's probably worse places to place your chips. That doesn't make it a 100% bet. There is no such thing.
No.
But it does make it maybe one of the more high-reward bets. If he works and you have the offensive line settled from the inside with the two guards, Hunt and Lewis, that you paid all that money to, and Moten over there on the right side has always been an advanced analytics darling, if you have Icky playing well, suddenly Bryce Young in his second year has a very good offensive line in front of him. It's a big if, but if the prognosis comes back positive, you might be in business.
Yeah.
That's like coach of the year style stuff where you take the worst team the year before and they look so much better. And in actuality, it's like you made one bet and it paid off.
And this will be I know he had James Camp in the same offensive line coach for his first two seasons, but it's a new offensive system again, because the year before that, when he was drafted, there was Matt Rhule and there was Ben McAdoo as the offensive coordinator. Then last year was Reich and Thomas Brown and the whole jumble mess of what it was. Maybe he just
It is
needs...
a bit like Doctor Who-ish, where it's like, who was the doctor at that point in time? There's 9
Don't
million
know.
Of them.
Which James Bond are we talking here? But nonetheless, maybe it's just a simple, just the right coaching staff can pull the right things out of them.
They have,
might just be as simple as that.
Joe Gilbert is the offensive line coach, and Kali'i Kekuiva? I'm not sure how to pronounce that one. Okay. He's the assistant offensive line coach.
Sure,
so
those guys. They've
got a couple different guys working with them, but obviously all within the offense built by Dave Canales.
But if it works, not only does it make Bryce better, but it makes the running game a whole lot better if this all works out too, which in also turns help Bryce Young. It's just one thing feeds off the other, whether it's positive or negative.
For as good as it could be, I think the floor is almost as low as the ceiling. But you got, like, I keep saying you got to place your bet somewhere. There's 0% chance they were going to come back where I was like, wow, they solved every problem with a very, very high percentage solution, right? It's like they had 9 first-round picks and $900 million to spend in free agency, so they just solved them all with just very, very good and talented players. There's going to be a couple projects that you're betting are going to play better than in the past, whether that's off the scrap heap in free agency, whether it's starting a fifth-round pick out of the draft, or whether it's starting someone like Icky who struggled last year. Either way, somebody's going to have to play well above expectations if you want to get much better from where you were a season ago.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof. The floor is the basement. And there's other ways to mess with those things. The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. Want to tell you about my friends over at Capital Financial Advisory Group. You can call right now, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700 for your own 7 Baby Steps box set for free. You'll also get a golden ticket. That is Coach Pete's special golden ticket, which is a $1,000 value to use for your very own total and customized retirement plan. If you're ready to tackle your financial future head on, Coach Pete can help you regain control of your financial situation once and for all. Again, the phone number to call in, 800-691-3215, or text my name, TIM, to 600-700. Again, that's 800-691-3215. Make sure they know we sent you, or text my name, Tim, to 600-700. You'll get the box set, 7 Baby Steps, for free. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time to cop or drop the biggest stories in sports. Stick around.
Evan, Canty, and Michelle are unsportsmanlike.
Robert in Raleigh listening on 99.9 The Fan. What's up, Robert?
I gotta go. Leftovers, macaroni and cheese. Michelle, I know you don't eat leftovers. My wife grew up eating leftovers. She'll bake a peach pie from scratch, have one piece, and then it's old. And I've heard you talking about where the best pizza's from. If you've not had Pepe's, Sally's, or Modern Pizza, they're all right there in New Haven, Connecticut. Yep.
Mornings from 6 to 9 on 99.9 The Fan, the Triangle Sports Leader.
America's favorite Hartford Car Show returns to Raleigh with cool cars, cool people, and good times. It's the Good Guys 9th Griot's Garage North Carolina National. And it's all happening April 19th through the 21st at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Check out over 1,500 of the Southeast's finest classes. Shop the swap meet in Vendor Midway. Experience the metal crunch in Saturday Night Demolition Derby and so much more. And don't...
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700.
Seth Trumbull announced that he's entering in the transfer portal. Based off this announcement, it means that RJ Davis is returning for his fifth year at Carolina. Cop or drop?
Ooh.
Cop.
Okay.
Cop. For a few reasons. Even if this didn't happen, I think there's a good chance RJ Davis is coming back. Because there are certain players, and this is no disrespect to RJ Davis, I think Zach Edey was this way, and he's a great player. I think there are certain players that are just kind of better suited to the college game. I think RJ Davis proved he's an unbelievably talented college player. I'm not sure the NBA is going to be knocking on his door to give him a whole bunch of money. There might be a whole bunch of people in Chapel Hill trying to give him a whole bunch of money, though. So I think this is probably a good indicator, a little barometer of Seth Trumbull probably checked around with his friends to see if he was going to be the starting shooting guard for North Carolina next year. And if the starting shooting guard, who was the best shooting guard in the country from last year, was coming back, that probably would have expedited his decision to go into the portal. So, yes, I'm copping. This significantly increases the chances of RJ Davis being a Tar Heel next year.
I think he's coming back either way. Because, like I said, that dude's going to make a lot of money in NIL if he comes back to Chapel Hill for a fifth year.
And it's got to be fun to just be the big man on campus for the Carolina Tar Heels.
Yeah.
It's got to be really fun to be like, yeah, I'm the star of the UNC basketball team. That's worse things to have as your Twitter bio. What else you got for me?
Cop or drop, Bryce Young throws for over 3,500 yards this coming season.
Okay, now we have to look into some things. Bryce Young, 3,500 is the over-under?
Yes. He had 2,877 last year in 16 games.
Deontay Johnson is around.
Yep. Improved offensive line, we expect.
Dave Canales is around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm copping.
Yeah, 35 is not a big ask.
I mean, not in modern, like, you know, 25 years ago would have been like, he's going to lead the league. No, I think.
I mean, that's 205 yards a game over 17 games.
See, now I'm going back and forth because Dave Canales, I do believe, is not like blowing smoke when he says, I want to run the darn ball. And they are building up the offensive line, and they, you know, I've used this stat a bunch, but it just shows, like, I need to keep reminding me that this stat exists. Reminding myself that this stat exists so I know what we're getting ourselves into with Dave Canales. Last year, Christian McCaffrey, who everyone is aware of how good he is, led the league in touches. He had the most touches in the entire NFL. By the way, stayed healthy for most of the season. Rubbed
good
that salt in our wound.
Right.
Number two in the league in touches was Rashad White. That was the running back for Tampa Bay. Dave Canales was their offensive coordinator. Now, he did catch some passes. It wasn't all runs. But he likes to use the running back. He likes to run the ball. He likes to start the offense there. Is this telling you to draft Chuba Hubbard in your fantasy league? Maybe. Is this telling you I wouldn't be surprised if they draft a running back in the third or fourth round? Also, maybe. Is this telling me that, or telling you that Bryce Young might not be asked to be much more than efficient? Yeah. But I think they'll find themselves trailing in enough games that they'll have to sling it around. Give me 3,500 was the number. Give me 3,502. Like, it's going to be, it's going to be close, but he's over.
All right, so you're going to copy throws for more. I mean, again, that's 205 yards a game.
But you, I mean, you're banking on no injuries. You're banking on,
sure,
you know, a few things. But yes, I think he gets – he didn't do it last year.
No.
I think he does it this year.
Okay, copper drop, Bryce Young, 20-plus touchdowns this season.
See, I'm
going to – threw for 11 last year.
I'm going to drop this because I'm putting the same stock in what I just said.
Okay.
I think if they're inside the 10, you're getting a steady diet of jumbo package. You're getting big guys on the field, and you're trying to run the ball. I think that's what Canales wants to do. Will that mean some opportunities for some play action, dump offs, and slips out of the backfield? Yes. But I think if he's throwing for 20 touchdowns, that would have to be a lot of, 20-plus yarders, and I'm not sure they have that. And by the way, everyone's excited about Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
And they should be. Great trade for the price especially. Deontay Johnson is notoriously allergic to the end zone.
He also had Kenny Pickett as his quarterback and Matt Canada as his offensive coordinator.
At one point in time, he went like a full year, had like 100 catches, and none of them were touchdowns.
Well, yeah.
It was like – by the way, I'm excited for him. I think he's a very, very good player. I think he gets open, sometimes gets cases of the dropsies, but, hey, nobody's perfect. But he is notoriously allergic to the end zone. So, yeah, I'm gonna drop that one.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery. At thedesignery.com.
Okay, next one. I'm going to stick with Panthers related here. So I know we just did a little football at 4. Chuba Hubbard averages over 4 yards a carry this coming season. Averaged 3.8 last year.
Oh, I am copping. Now, I was going to say, now we don't know if he's going to be the lead back, but it's almost better if he's not.
I think Dan Morgan actually said he was going into the season.
Yeah, but if they draft somebody that can, you don't want to tip your hat too. But
again, this is just his yards per carry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might actually be better if he's not, because it's easier to be efficient on less carries than it is on a bunch of carries. I think the offensive line is going to help. Those interior offensive linemen really help Chuba Hubbard cut back lanes, pulling, all those things. But also, I think having a coach that, believes in running the football, Chuba Hubbard is much more of a, body blow, body blow, body blow, spring one for 23 yards. He's not, give me the ball once and score from 60. He's a bit more old school there. So, yeah, give me him over 4 yards per carry. 3.8 last year in a much less advantageous situation. I think he's that dude next year.
All right, next one. I'm going to go to college basketball.
Let's do it.
We saw NC State make the run to the Final Four. Copper drop, they get back to the Sweet 16 next year.
Say that again. And you're putting
Copper drop, NC State basketball makes it to the Sweet 16, at least the Sweet 16 next year.
Men or women?
Men's.
See, here's the thing.
Women's a lock. Come on.
Well, here's the I was gonna loophole my way out of it.
I know you were.
Here's the thing. Unless you're a juggernaut, it's always smart to take the not going to the Sweet 16. Going to the Sweet 16 is really hard.
It's extremely difficult.
It's like the reason why we celebrated the heck out of what NC State did this year is because really hard. We didn't go oh my gosh, they made it to the Sweet 16, because it's easy. I'm going to drop it.
Okay.
I'm going to drop it. That's not to say I think they could be a, top 5 ACC team. We still have to see what they're going to do in the portal. There's so many unknowns. But they have momentum. It's always smart to take no there, unless you're looking at, some kind of juggernaut returning a bunch of players. It's just, I've been around the betting world a few too many times to think that, taking the one team against the field is ever a good idea.
All right, next one up here. I'm going to switch things over to the NHL.
Cop.
Copper? Okay. Top or drop, Andrei Svechnikov scores 3 goals between now and the end of the regular season. So final 4 games, Andrei Svechnikov scores at least 3 goals. Cop or drop?
It's a good number. It's a good line.
Yeah.
I'm going to cop it.
Okay.
And part of the reason being, I think he's going to be the most motivated over the next 4 games.
Sure.
I think they might rest some of the older guys, give them a game here or there. Mm-hmm. I don't think they rest Svech. I think he will be, like I said, he's on his shut up, I'm good tour. He's on his shut your mouth, I'm good at this, now watch, tour. And I want that to be his energy moving forward, because there's been a lot of questions on how good he is or how good he's been playing or how not good he's been playing, and how frustrated he's gotten. What is the line from, you know, I'm always good for a movie quote. Denzel in Remember the Titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've got anger, good. You've got aggression, that's better. But it's about harnessing that anger, controlling that aggression, and channeling it into... Should I do the whole...
Into your opponent? Yeah.
Yeah. Should I do the whole thing? He has a lot of aggression right now, meaning Svech. He's gotten a lot of retaliation penalties. He's picked up a lot of penalties in general. I think it's about harnessing that aggression, controlling that anger, and channeling it into the opponents for the next 4 games of the regular season and into the postseason. So, yes, I think he scores 3 or more goals.
Final one here. Cop or drop, Tiger Woods makes the cut at the Masters.
Okay, some of you might not know this about me yet. I've said this time and time and time again. When I was growing up, there were a bunch of, like, you know, you're a kid, you're a fan of athletes. There are athletes that can do no wrong in your eyes, right? They're superheroes because you idolized them when you were 7 years old. You wore their jersey. Tiger is the last one kind of still playing for me, right? Like, Mike Piazza could not do anything wrong in my eyes. Allen Iverson was that way. Just the ones you gravitate towards being a kid. I became a fan of Tiger, right? I think as many people did in the 97 Masters, only I was 5 or 6 years old. And then when I was 9 or 10, he was the best athlete on the planet. So I am a hypocrite for Tiger Woods. He has done things in his personal life that I would hold against other athletes, but Tiger Woods, it's like, he's Superman. I'm not holding it against him. So is he going to make the cut? Yes. And you know what? So I'm copping him making the cut. And if you would have made me cop something even way more lofty and unbelievable, I would have done it anyway, because it's like, that's like saying is like Wolverine going to win the luge in the Olympics. It's like, well, I'm not betting against Wolverine. Yeah. It's like, will Tiger Woods win the Masters? I probably would have copped that. But you didn't ask me to do that, so I'm just copping him making the tournament, making the weekend, excuse me. Gosh, I'm so college basketball in.
I know.
He's on the bubble, but I think the committee puts him in. He's Tiger Woods.
They need that signature win.
He's Tiger Woods.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.